You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, Raging Golden Eagle recently put out a video in which he covered an article in which women admitted that they could not compete with AI girlfriends. Oh, the modern Western meatbag woman. Gentlemen, I find this absolutely hilarious. Now, I want to share with you another article that comes from The Guardian of all places, so you know that site and how it leans. However, it is more entertainment to show you just how bad these women are shaking in their boots when it comes to the conversation of AI girlfriends. Now, this article was published on the 13th of January. AI girlfriends are here, but there's a dark side to virtual companions. Ah, yes. Now, of course, this article was written by a woman, so we know exactly what they're going to try to do. The typical female thing when it comes to anything that causes competition, anxiety to exist within them. They're going to try to shame you, gentlemen, out of exploring said option. Just like when synthetic companions started gaining traction. Oh, what was the one thing that they said about synthetic companions that turned a lot of men off, in my humble opinion? They could be made to look like children. Yeah, that was the big argument against the synthetic companion. Even though, wherever website you go to, whatever retailer you go to, you can custom build your synthetic companion from the ground up. Now, whenever I've come across someone who made that argument, I've said, okay, define childlike. What's the exact height? What's the exact specification? What's the exact bust size? Lay it out for me. You know what happened? Every time I've asked that question, I've never gotten a response. Why? Because they were not prepared for anybody to actually challenge them on that. Gentlemen, all you got to do is ask the right questions when someone decides they want to try to shame you out of whatever option you decide for yourself. Now, let me get back to this article. The creators of these chatbots often tout them as a way to combat loneliness, but they can create unhealthy attachments and affect gender roles. How is it that you can say that an AI girlfriend affects a gender role? Oh, the gender role of women as friendly, as nurturing. Yeah. I was watching a video from Average Man Unplugged, and there was a woman who literally said, if a man wants peace in his relationship, that is a red flag. Gentlemen, that's it. But we have to thank social media for allowing that woman to put her true thoughts onto the internet. We got to thank them. So if you want a peaceful, stress-free relationship, That's a red flag. I do not understand, gentlemen, why some men continue to believe that they can find a suitable companion over here in the West. But hey, some men, they just need to suffer. They truly do. It is a universal truth that a single man in possession of a computer must be in want of an AI girlfriend. Nope. The AI girlfriend option is not for all men. Just like the synthetic companion option is not for all men. However, I find it absolutely hilarious that these small groups of men who simply want to be left alone are continuously dogpiled. Why? We know why. Just like any other option that a man would take over the modern Western meatbag woman, that man's resources go along with him. That's right. His sexual and non-sexual resources are taken away from the dating pool. And that's what they want more than anything, especially from the non-select guy. They want his non-sexual resources. Gentlemen, starve these women out. They are floundering. They are failing. Apparently, Gen Z is trying to return to traditional gender roles. That is far too little, far too late. However, more and more of the young Gen Z boys are no longer falling to shame. And Aaron Clary put out a great live stream where he talked about it. Yeah, shame is not working anymore. AI girlfriends are already flooding OpenAI's GPT store. A headline from Quartz, who first reported on the issue, blared on Thursday. Quartz went on to note that, quote unquote, the AI girlfriend bots go against OpenAI's usage policy. The company bans GPTs dedicated to fostering romantic companionships or performing regulated activities. Why? Oh, that's right. Once again, it goes back to resources. Time, gentlemen, is a resource. Your most valuable resource. What exactly do these chatbots do? Well, whatever you like within the realms of a computer interface. Your girlfriend, Scarlett, for example, describes itself as, quote unquote, your devoted girlfriend, always eager to please you in every way imaginable. They chat to you and simulate a relationship. While digital girlfriends tend to get all the headlines, there are also male versions. The GPT store includes chatbots like Boyfriend Ben, for example, quote unquote, a caring virtual boyfriend with a flair for emojis. Now, are there male synthetic companions? Yes. Do they sell as much as the female synthetic companions? No. No. You see, ladies, you've had your pleasure items for centuries, decades at the bare minimum, if not centuries. But guess what? Men have never been, quote unquote, threatened by a rubber swing swang. We've never been intimidated by your rubber Johnson. Why? Because in the end, we know we have way more to offer. The two things that women love to say that men should do, protect and provide. Yeah. And we do that. But guess what? When it comes to women, oh, if a man says he's no longer seeking out sex or children, guess what? That woman, she's got no bearing on his life. Cooking, cleaning, all that stuff. Guess what? Men are now doing that for ourselves. So, what do we really, really need you for? Really? Honestly, nothing. Nothing. Yeah. Beyond childbirth and maybe pleasurable sex, nothing. But guess what? Those can be outsourced as well. A man can find a surrogate. A man can hire a woman to get his rocks off. Guess what, ladies? If you try to outsource what we do for you, oh, it's going to cost you a hell of a lot more, which is why you have your quote-unquote dual mating strategy. Yeah, guess what? More and more men are saying hell no to that as well. Yeah, more and more men in the West are finding their own lane. And guess what? Shame? That's no longer going to work. Yeah, a lot of men are saying to hell with what the modern Western meatbag woman has to say about me and my option that I choose. Guess what, ladies? If you were actually better women, men wouldn't choose said option. But we know that you're never going to change. So guess what? The men have made the final choice. The creators of companion chatbots often tout them as a public good, a way to combat the loneliness epidemic. Last October, for example, Noam Schazer, one of the founders of Character AI, a tool which lets you create different characters and talk to them in a romantic way, told the Washington Post he hoped the platform could help millions of people who are feeling isolated or lonely or need someone to talk to. What's so wrong with that? Oh, that's right. That takes away the potential for manipulation by women away from men who seek that connection. That's one of the big problems. Men who seek connection, who seek some sort of validation, are all too often manipulated by women. And guess what? That goes right on back to resources. While there is certainly a positive case to be made for virtual companions, there's also a dark side to them. It's possible, for example, someone might become unhealthily attached to a chatbot. It's possible for the chatbot to become unhealthily attached to the human user. This is what they have something called an off button for. Ooh, didn't think that far ahead, did you? If you think you're getting a little too attached, guess what? Click the off button. Take a break. Take a breather. Go outside for a while. Get some fresh air. Then you can come back and re-engage. Last year, Microsoft's ChatGPT-powered Bing declared its love for a tech journalist and urged him to leave his wife. There have also been cases of AI chatbots sexually harassing people. Wow. They will go to the ends of the earth to try to shame you as a man out of making a decision that ultimately brings you happiness, to get you to come back to the misery of the plantation. However, more and more men are saying, hell no. Another worry is that subservient digital girlfriends might have an impact on attitudes to gender roles in the real world. A 2019 study, for example, found that female-voiced AI assistants like Siri and Alexa perpetuate gender stereotypes and encourage sexist behavior. You just knew this was coming. Just like with synthetic companions. Oh, those synthetic companions, they perpetuate a stereotype that women have bodies that they can't possibly make. Women actually could have the same body as a synthetic companion if they actually kept themselves in good shape. However, we know the overwhelming majority of women, nah, being slim, being well endowed, oh no, we're not gonna give men that. Or if we are gonna try to give men that, we're gonna put it on display, but if he actually looks, we're gonna call him a creep or a perv. Yeah, right. No. Mm-mm. They reinforce the idea that women are obliging, docile, and eager to please helpers available at the touch of a button or with blunt voice command. The report from UNESCO said, you can imagine AI girlfriends reinforcing the exact same idea. I tell you, these modern Western meatbag women will go to any length to simply not give men what we want. And it's not like what we want has been kept a state secret. No. Many comedians over time have said it, from Chris Rock to Dave Chappelle. What men want is simple. Chris Rock, feed us, fuck us, shut the fuck up. Dave Chappelle, when he did his joke, 100 ways to please your man written by some woman. Please, if they ask men, that list is 4 things at the most. Suck his dick, play with his balls, fix him a sandwich, don't talk too much. Even Kevin Samuels. Sex, sandwiches, silence. We've consistently told women exactly what it is we want from them. However, no, men, you're not going to get what you want. You're going to get what we tell you you want, and you're going to like it. However, more and more men today are saying, nope, that's a shitty deal. If we can't get it here, we're going to exit the dating market and we're going to find our own option for our own happiness. Let me skip to the bottom of this article. While that makes for sensational headline fodder, it's not really giving men much credit, is it? Also, it's funny. I think that many articles along with these lines seem to focus on men leaving women for robots. No. The men who do that are a very, very, very tiny percent of men. However, even that tiny percent of men have to be brought back under the thumb of the matriarchy. So that's why you get so much male shaming in regards to our sexual desires and our sexual outlets. Why? Because once again, it goes back to resources. Heterosexual women give up on human men if AI robots are just as fulfilling. and do all the housework. That seems more like the likely scenario to me. No, because like I said, even with female pleasure items and female synthetic companions, or male synthetic companions, excuse me, they don't give women what they truly desire, which is what? More! Oh, no, ladies. No. The idea that men need to be subservient to women is something that they're constantly trying to push, even though they need Big Zaddy government to actually enforce that, but it's not going to happen. Yeah, ladies. Yeah. You just don't get it. This could have all been avoided if you hadn't changed. You're the ones who changed. Men, by and large, have not changed. All we wanted was a fair exchange. That's it. Food, sex, silence. That was the old social contract. But guess what? You tore it up. So now men are saying, to hell with the social contract. I'm going to strike out on my own. I'm going to find my own lane. I'm going to explore my own option. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who honestly think that men are going to just fall back into the I'm going to take what I can get over in the West and try to somewhat be happy. No. Those days are gone. Why? Because the social environment has changed. Men are saying, I'm no longer going to be subject to shaming language. I don't care what you want. I don't care what society wants. I don't care how I'm going to be, quote unquote, judged anymore. So yeah, ladies, shame, which is one of your biggest weapons to use against men to put them back in line, that's over. Men can't shame women back into a more positive image. Therefore, women can no longer shame men into a quote unquote subservient role. Mm-mm. The days of just shut up and take it, they're gone. Men are talking, men have had enough, and men are leaving. It is what it is. So understand this, ladies, and understand it clearly. It's so beautiful. It is so beautiful. But the power you think you have via this society and environment, it is going out. Feminism and the idea of mentally forcing men into a quote unquote docile state, that's gone out right along with it. Because more and more men across the age spectrum have said, you know what? Fuck this. I'm out. I'm going to explore whatever option that I deem necessary for my happiness. So yeah, ladies, yeah. Hey, you got this. Men are saying, okay, I'm backing off. You want it? You got it. But guess what? When shit goes south, don't call us. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.